Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
My uncontrollable movements called TD, tardive dyskinesia, felt embarrassing. I felt like disconnecting. I asked my doctor about treating my TD and learned about Ingrezza, a prescription medicine clinically proven for reducing TD in adults. That's always one capsule, once daily, and number one prescribed. People taking Ingrezza can stay on most mental health meds.
Ingrezza can cause depression, suicidal thoughts, or actions in patients with Huntington's disease. Call your doctor if you become depressed, have sudden behavior or mood changes, or suicidal thoughts. Don't take Ingrezza if allergic. Serious side effects may include allergic reactions like sudden, potentially fatal swelling and hives, sleepiness, the most common side effect, and heart rhythm problems. Know how Ingrezza affects you before operating a car or dangerous machinery. Report fever, stiff muscles, or problems thinking, as these might be life-threatening. Shaking, stiffness, drooling, and trouble with moving or balance may occur.
Take control by asking your doctor about Ingrezza.
Learn more at Ingrezza.com. That's Ingrezza.com.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
On News Talk.
Car owners in certain parts of the country are waiting up to 6 months to get an NCT. As well as the COVID-19 backlog, the Road Safety Authority says that recruitment difficulties have made it increasingly difficult to meet the demand. For more on this, we're joined by Dave Humphrey, motoring journalist with CompleteCar.ie. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, is this a nationwide problem, or can you rock up to some of them after a couple of weeks and get the test?
It's very much hit and miss depending on where you are in the country. Obviously, larger population areas have more test centres and that does make it a little bit easier, but it does very much depend on where you're living and how your test centre is being managed. Now, we do see that some people are getting tests sooner than when they initially see online, but it may be that you have to go to maybe not your preferred test centre, but one that's close by.
Now, we hear reports that it could be into 2023 in some centres before you can get an appointment. What's going on there? I mean, is it that they don't have the personnel, or are they not open for a longer part of the day to allow it to happen?
I think it's a combination of everything, really. Not all test centres, first of all, are the same size, so they can't all manage the same amount, same volume of tests going through. But we also hear from the NCT that they have difficulty in getting staff. People are off with COVID. That's obviously a factor as well. But we're also seeing an awful lot of failed tests as well. Year to date, up until the end of June, they had done 731,000 tests, but 338,000 of those had a fail. So that means that car has to go back in again, and that obviously takes up another available slot.
I mean, you're
slot.
Heading 40% or thereabouts of the car's tested failed, which seems ridiculous. I know what the NCT is all about. It's making sure that the vehicles on our roads are roadworthy and safe. Do we have any detail as to why they failed?
So NCT do actually provide the stats on this. 7% of cars fail on tyres, almost 7% again on front suspension. Things like headlights, brake lines and steering linkage are also the main issues. So what we do hear anecdotally, a lot of people will send their car through a test centre or through a test without ever doing any checks to see what it fails on and then carry out the remedial works based on that. It's not an ideal way to do it. I can understand why people want to do that. It's a costly thing to have to get your tests done every year if your car is older. And we do have an aging car population in Ireland, so people aren't necessarily all on using brand new cars. So that is a factor as well. But that obviously then clogs up the system as well when you're seeing so many cars being failed and having to go back.
Now, you talk about things that cars fail on, 7% on the front suspension. I'm not sure that many of us could check our cars ourselves on the front suspension, but many of us could check our tyres. Does a car fail if you've got uneven wear on the tyre? In other words, if the alignment is not correct, you'll have uneven wear maybe on a front tyre. Would that fail you even if there's still plenty of rubber on the tyre, but the wear is uneven?
It depends on how far it is. So, for example, they do have all the tyres have to get checked for a minimum tread depth. Now, in some cases, a car will pass, but with an advisory. So what the NCT is saying is, look, your tyres are above the legal limit, but they're not going to last as long till your next test. What I would say to people is you're absolutely right. There's not everything that somebody can check on their car themselves. And not everyone is as mechanically confident in doing that. But there are basic things like getting your tyres checked. You can do that quite easily with a coin. You can see how much tyre you have left on it. A lot of garages will offer a pre-NCT check. So if your car is due a service anyway, chances are that will fall in line with roughly when your NCT is due, and they can carry out an inspection and they will know the sort of things to look for. It's not a guarantee that it will pass, but it will at least make it easier and have a higher chance of passing first time.
Now, there are certain things that a car might fail for. I was reading there that a bulb gone on the number plate at the rear, for example, might be enough to fail the test. What happens in that situation? I mean, do you have to pay again, or how much do you pay again? Because you can nip around to a Motor Factors, get the bulb, stick it in, and back you go. Can you go back immediately and get it cleared?
Yes. So with certain things like that, yes, there's a lot of very kind of, most people might think it's a bit of a trivial thing to fail it on, but they have to be consistent in how they do the test. And that is quite a common thing. I've had it happen with my own car. I had a number plate bulb gone that I think had actually gone that day. It's something like that. They will generally go, look, yeah, the car is fine to go. Just get that fixed. Come back to us. In most cases, they're happy to see it within an hour. It's usually just a visual check. So it doesn't have to go back into the lane again. Somebody will just come out and go, oh, yes, I've seen you fixed that. And there's your cert. You're good to go.
Is there any charge for that second inspection?
No, that's usually done free of charge, especially if it's just a visual item.
Now, one of the things we see with a more modern car, and they would feature in cars that are already old enough to be subject to the NCT, is LEDs. And I'm wondering what the protocol is about LEDs. You might have a trafficator signal that has a number of LEDs that kind of flash sequentially to indicate you're going left or right. And maybe one of the middle LEDs might be gone. Would that be enough to fail you?
We haven't heard of that being an actual fail issue with it. And you're right. The advantage of LED lights is that they do tend to last much longer than a regular halogen bulb that you'll have in the car. So there's less chance of it blowing. But the other thing is with headlight alignment, with modern headlights, is it's not quite as easy to adjust these headlights as well. So there is a case that, you know, if you do have an LED headlight problem, chances are it's not just a case of you can nip into your local Motor Factory and get a bulb, which is nice and convenient. It may have to go back to the actual garage that sold you the car. So that is something that shouldn't be an issue on the NCT. But as this becomes more common, usually when we see the headlights being an issue with failing a car, it's actually due to do with the alignment. So it's maybe your headlights are either too low or they're facing up too high, and it's going to dazzle oncoming cars.
Now, one of the things that we often notice is, you know, the one-eyed car, and you think it's a motorbike coming at you in the dark, and it turns out to be a car. And you're lucky if the one eye is the one in the middle of the road and not the one at the ditch, because, you know, you may suddenly find yourself facing a car where you thought you were facing a motorbike in at the verge. And that can be quite a frightening experience. But it's amazing how many people don't check those kind of things before going for the test. And something else, your brake lights, you need a PAL or else back up against a mirror or some reflective surface. Test your brakes to see if the lights are coming on.
Yeah, and it's something I see day in, day out, even during the summer months when there's a lot more light out in the evenings. Headlights, you know, one gone. I've seen also things where all your brake lights are stuck on because there's obviously a fault with the brake light switch. So, there's a lot of people, unfortunately, don't pay enough attention to their cars. And for a lot of people, the NCT is a headache. It's something that comes along. They don't really want to think about their the mechanical aspect of their car from one end of the year to the other. But it is something that people need to be aware of. It's, you know, things like lights are a safety feature at the end of the day. It's not something that's maybe talked about enough, but they are an essential piece of safety equipment on your car. And it's important to have those working correctly.
Now, many of the cars will fail because of emissions. And again, that's not something you can check yourself. Obviously, if you've blown a gasket or something, you'll see dirty, oily smoke coming out, and that's something that you know needs to get fixed. But the quality of the oxides, the nitrous oxides and the carbon oxides that are coming out of your tailpipe, you can test for them yourself. So that's where you need the sophisticated testing equipment that the NCT have. Do garages typically have that equipment?
Some garages will have that, and there are certain things that you can do in order to improve your chance of passing a test, particularly with modern CATs, catalytic converters on cars. They can get clogged up. We particularly see this with diesel cars. If somebody's just running around in an urban area and the car is not getting a chance to get up to temperature to burn off that soot that's built up in the CAT, that can cause a failure when they do go and do the test, because they will subject the engine to a heavier load during the test, and at which case then all the emissions come out at once and you will fail a test. So it is an important thing that, you know, you do drive your car accordingly to how it is. If you've got a diesel car, every couple of weeks, get out on the motorway, drive in a gear lower than you would typically drive, and that will help get the system up to temperature.
Now, in the Dublin area where I brought my car for a test the last time, I had a diesel car and it passed. There was no issue. But I noticed that a lot of the people working in the test centre were Eastern European. And I'm wondering to what extent they have fled the country during COVID and simply haven't come back. And this might have led to the difficulties in recruitment.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is, the NCT has said that they are facing a staffing shortage. So absolutely, there are certain aspects that, you know, some people may have gone back home during the lockdown or during the pandemic. And also then they're struggling to recruit this. And even across all the automotive sector, the industry is actually struggling to find to recruit, especially mechanics. It's something that it's actually now becoming an issue, because people who are trained up of due to apprentices are now going into other aspects such as pharmaceuticals and the computer industry rather than the traditional car mechanics.
Yeah, the traditional car industry will be gone in 10 years' time, they keep telling us, although there'll still be internal combustion engines going for the NCTs for many's the long year. But electric cars, much less to go wrong with them, and therefore a much more streamlined NCT.
Yes, exactly. So there's a lot of things you can immediately take out, such as doing the emissions test. But they will still have to do all the same things: front suspension, tires, headlights, brake lines, all of those things.
Yeah, but there's no clutch involved. The motor is sealed. It either goes or it doesn't. I mean, that mechanical end of things would be much quicker. In fact, it wouldn't be necessary at all. Maybe they'll have to introduce a test for the battery.
Well, the other thing is that there's obviously the cost of maintenance is a lot less as well with an electric car. So that is one of the benefits that most people really like about having an electric car, is that you don't have to worry about emissions and oil changes and things like that. So that does help improve the cost of ownership. It should help the NCT, but electric cars are still a relatively small percentage of our overall car park.
Now, I'm going to read out some of the texts that are coming in, and many people are exercised about all of this. A lot of cars fail for lights. This is very hard to challenge. They say a bump in the road may be the cause. That's from Steve in Dublin 14. NCT due last February, completed in June. Next test after 18 months, which would be February of 2024. If valid for 2 years from the date of the actual test instead of the original schedule date, would that not reduce congestion? That's a suggestion from James. NCT delays are due to testing 10-year-old cars every year instead of every second year. Just a revenue generator, suggests Alex. Just went last week to book a test for my wife's car. The next available one is the 20th of January 2023. Morning, Pat. My dad brought his car to the NCT in Ballymun yesterday, having waited 3 months for an appointment. He arrived and was seen 20 minutes minutes early, and they said that the place was very quiet. This is obviously down to poor management. Also, when Dad passed yesterday, he didn't get a certificate for 12 months from yesterday. He only got a certificate for 9 months, i.e. the original time it would have been due back without the delay. And that does seem, you know, if the test is supposed to say you're good to go for a year, well, then you should be good to go for a year and not this kind of situation. No wonder people go to their NCT appointment and let them tell them what's wrong rather than going to a garage who are going to try to make you fix things that don't even need fixing. Rip-off by garages, says another. I failed the other month due to an already repaired small chip on the window. I explained the chip was already repaired and it was dust in the chip that made it look worse. Had to pay over €400 for the window. Ridiculous stuff. No talking to these guys. My car passed everything with flying colours but failed because of the dreaded door strap crack. There is no safety element in this. A new door would have been €3,000. I replaced it with a second-hand door for €600. Is this the government trying to get us to ditch otherwise perfect cars? My car, another one. People don't go to a garage before the NCT because they don't trust the garage to rip them off. The NCT is totally independent and there is no vested interest there. That's from another listener. My 1993 Toyota Carina passed the NCT first time, every time. It's the German cars that have the most problems. That's according to John. My car was a German car, no problem at all. NCT is like the health service and the lack of new hospitals. The population is increasing all the time, but no new NCT centres have been installed. So I should go back to you briefly to ask you, Dave, what is your advice to people who are due an NCT? I mean, do you go early? Do you plan early? Or do you apply and then flash the document that you get with your appointment at the Garda when the Garda stops you?
My advice would be, first of all, go online, have a look at when you can get an appointment, first of all. Do have a look at when your NCT is due as well. It's something that maybe not everyone knows off the top of your head. So rather than panicking and realizing that your NCT is up in 2 weeks' time, go out and have a look at your car, see when it's due. Go online, try and get a booking. If the booking is beyond when your NCT is up, do contact the NCT by phone. They do say that in almost all cases, they will get people in earlier. The online booking system is just spitting out dates that are much further in advance. And as one of your callers mentioned just earlier, that you know they can get an appointment sooner. There are test centers that are a little bit quieter. They can take cancellations. So do that. I would also recommend make sure your car is relatively NCT ready. So there are a lot of things you can do. Maybe, you know, when was the last time you checked your tires? Go out and have a look at those. If there's something you're not sure about, or you're driving along and you're hearing constant clanks or bangs from your car, maybe it's time to pay a visit to a garage before you go to your NCT. And in terms of if your NCT is up, there is, you know, some Gardaí will exercise a bit of leeway. If they see that you've got it booked, your car is generally in good mechanical working order, they're probably going to go, they understand what the situation is like. Mm-hmm. But there are things you can do in advance of that happening. So,
yeah. You know, the way the Gardaí, if they stop you and your car is completely unroadworthy, is dangerous, and they can actually seize the car and say you cannot proceed. Can the NCT do that if you've got a right old banger and you bring it along for the check?
They say, yes, they can. They can declare
they can seize
a car,
it. Yeah.
Well, not necessarily seize it, but they can declare it unfit for the road, and at which point you are expected to have the car towed away. But in most cases, if you've driven your car there, chances are it's probably going to be okay. But I have heard some pretty tall stories about cars being just absolutely in an appalling condition going to an NCT. So yes, there are things that you will probably be able to do to make life a little bit easier for getting your NCT passed the first time.
Dave Humphrey, motoring journalist with CompleteCar.ie. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
My uncontrollable movements called TD, tardive dyskinesia, felt embarrassing. I felt like disconnecting. I asked my doctor about treating my TD and learned about Ingrezza, a prescription medicine clinically proven for reducing TD in adults. That's always one capsule, once daily, and number one prescribed. People taking Ingrezza can stay on most mental health meds.
Ingrezza can cause depression, suicidal thoughts, or actions in patients with Huntington's disease. Call your doctor if you become depressed, have sudden behavior or mood changes, or suicidal thoughts. Don't take Ingrezza if allergic. Serious side effects may include allergic reactions like sudden, potentially fatal swelling and hives, sleepiness, the most common side effect, and heart rhythm problems. Know how Ingrezza affects you before operating a car or dangerous machinery. Report fever, stiff muscles, or problems thinking, as these might be life-threatening. Shaking, stiffness, drooling, and trouble with moving or balance may occur.
Take control by asking your doctor about Ingrezza.
Learn more at Ingrezza.com. That's Ingrezza.com. Ingrezza.